Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 911-335-831 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Y hasta aquí el Black Friday. En Vaughan te ofrecemos un 10% de descuento en nuestros cursos más destacados. Para más información, llama al 91-133-5833 o visítanos en nuestra web grupovaughan.com.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Test your English.
Welcome to Test Your English. I was going to say Friday edition, but the sad, sad truth, Nacho, is it's not Friday.
No, ni de lejos.
Why is it not Friday? I feel like it's Friday.
No puede ser más lejos que Friday.
Bueno, it could be.
Morally, I mean.
Morally. Morally, no. Like
mentally.
Mentally. We're that far away from Friday.
No. It's the opposite day for me. There is a, if there would be, no, como es, si hubiera.
If there were
an opposite day.
Yep, an opposite day. It would be today. Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday. The very worst. Everybody hates you Tuesdays. No pasa nada.
No, hay que acostumbrarse.
Just pretend it's Friday.
Hay uno cada semana.
Exactly. How can we make today fun, Nacho?
Pues, I don't know.
I've got an idea.
Espera, no.
Yeah.
Así.
That's how we can turn your Tuesday into a Friday. Or maybe the complete opposite and you were already feeling depressed. And now, hearing that bit of music, you've sunk to a new low. What does that mean? To sink to a new low. What is the past of the verb to sink?
The past, sunk.
Very good. And to a new low?
Into a new low.
To a new low. L-O-W.
¿Eso qué es? Como...
un nuevo
low es como bajo. Bajo, ¿no? With the tones, ¿no?
With what?
Tono bajo, ¿no? Low tune?
Yeah.
Low.
No. Low, hello. Exactly. Mm-hmm. There are highs and lows in life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you sink to a new low, es llegar a un nivel de misericordia? No.
Miseria.
Miseria más.
Mm-hmm. Perfecto.
Aún más abajo. To sink to a new low. That's right. It's Tuesday and we're talking about Peppa Pig. But just be grateful that you're not the Prime Minister of England.
Why?
Well, because...
there's a controversy between him and Peppa.
Him and Peppa, yeah. Basically, the reason that I was inspired... Oh, no, there's a wasp in the studio. Nacho!
Es una mosca.
Es una mosca.
Oh, es la misma que estaba antes en el mío.
Holy...
Pero para allá.
¿De verdad?
Qué pesada es.
No, I can't do the show with a mug.
No, no, ahora que echarla ahora, espérate. ¿La ha hecho o qué?
Wait, espera, I'm going to open the door. Talk about Pepper.
Pero vamos a poner otra vez la cancioncita, que es muy bonita. Mira, mira, mira.
I'm Peppa Pig.
Ahora pone otra vez la canción. ¿Te has ido? No, he puesto otra vez la canción. Me gusta mucho.
Ok, good.
Maybe the best.
You could translate.
Sí, Peppa Pig.
This is Mommy Pig.
This is Peppa Pig.
And this is Daddy Pig.
This is my brother George.
Very good. Are you doing that snort?
Claro.
That sounded real.
Claro. Muy bien.
Oh my God.
Bueno, he visto mucho Peppa. He visto mucho.
You could get another job as...
Espera, que voy a echarla. Habla tú. Espera, ¿por qué hago? ¿Pongo fun facts?
How are you going to echarla?
Pues abriéndola y dándole con una hoja, con un libro. Así es como la he echado.
Don't hurt her.
No, no, I try to... I only kill insects that bother me. They sting me.
Okay. Yeah. This wasp. Was it? What is it? A fly. This fly won't hurt you, but
no,
it's pretty big.
Es muy grande, sí, sí.
It's like a
maybe
hovercraft.
It can hurt you.
Hitting you
hitting
in the
you.
Head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very big. I think she, I don't know. Una mosca?
It
lives here in Bonn.
Stop it.
Sí, 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 sí. De vez en cuando me viene a visitar.
Yeah, we used to have one in the main office. Mm-hmm. She would come every... It. Don't give it a personality. It. Don't make it nice.
No. No, no.
It used to come and fly over our heads in the whole office. You'd see them duck down and be like...
Yes, like a mini...
Hovercraft.
Yeah.
Alien spaceship. Mm-hmm. But she's too big to be in a small studio.
Okay, vamos. Pongo fun facts. Vas contando
she's
y yo voy a
corner,
echarla.
Right? Okay, thank you.
¿Te parece?
Yeah.
Fun facts.
Okay, so I was telling you about why the Prime Minister of England has got into a bit of a Leo this week. Especially, I know, Prime Minister, Peppa Pig, doesn't go together, doesn't go normally in the same sentence. But he was giving a talk to a group of business people. She's in that corner, Nacho. Nacho's in there with what book? Vocabulario en inglés, uno. Anyway, so he was giving a talk to a group of businessmen and he... She's there. Yeah. Behind you. That's just the worst. Here. He's there. Come. Yeah, you've got it. Fuera. No. She's come back this way. Behind you there, Nacho, there. Oh my gosh. Anyway, so he was giving a talk and he said at the beginning of the talk, there. She was giving a talk. Yeah, she's gone, listeners. Oh my God. I can focus again now. Oh. Thank you, Nacho. Thank you. Anyway, so he was giving a talk saying that he, put your hands up if you've been to Peppa Pig World. And everyone was like, okay. And then he started making the sound of a broom broom car like this broom, broom, in the middle of the speech, which was really odd. Nacho, you're my hero. And then he lost his place in the speech and was silent for 21 seconds. Forgive me, he said twice. And that was the speech. Talking about Peppa Pig, making the sound of a car, and then he got lost.
¿Y eso again?
Es que no me Boris Johnson.
¿En serio?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So...
Nosotros pensamos que íbamos mal. Aquí.
Yeah. No. It was amazing. So the world woke up to sort of Peppa Pig World are delighted because they're getting a lot of attention today. Everyone's talking about Peppa Pig World. But yes, anyway, so that was the link between why today I'm talking about Peppa Pig. Fun facts about Peppa. She was created by three out-of-work friends. Okay? So they were Neville Astley and Mark Baker. And then they enlisted the help of producer Phil Davis, and the three of them had to borrow money and make Peppa happen.
What does out of work friends mean?
Like people that didn't have trabajo.
Ah, vale.
Out of work, friends.
Vale, vale.
They were animators, but without work.
Okay.
Is that clear?
Paro. Yeah.
Eso. Oh, no, no hay paro en Inglaterra.
Ah, no?
You just don't have... No. Well, no? You can have the dole. The dole is like an amount of money they give you if you don't have work.
Eso es el paro.
No. The no? paro is connected to how much you've worked previously. Not everybody has paro.
Ah, no?
No. Mm-hmm. You can use your paro, no? You can... You've got...
Ah, bueno, vale, aquí igual, sí, aquí tienes un tope.
No, but in England, you don't have paro when you get fired. You've got nothing.
Anda.
But you've got the dole always, and that's like...
Like a minimum...
A minimum thing, £80 a week or something, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's muy poco.
Mm.
It's not like the paro that corresponds with how much you've earned, blah, 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 blah. No.
You don't want to lose your job.
No, in England, you don't want to lose your job. When I tell them about paro, they're like, in England, everyone's very confused. Because here, in England, if you lose your job, you have to find another job quickly because, yeah. Anyway, Yolanda says, a radio studio is not a good place for a fly. There's a noise factor, and the fact you might have to... and the fact that you have to open your mouth and you might swallow it.
Whoa. Yeah, it would
true,
be
that
like
was
a
what I was most scared of.
Like a whole meal.
It was. It was like a Happy Meal. It was Whoa. Huge. It was disgusting. Anyway,
Thanks to vocabulary in English, uno.
When I have to say, I have to say, I've thanked you, but I think I did the hard work.
Bueno, the hard work.
The hard work?
Abrir la puerta.
Okay,
for the listeners, the studio is, everything is black. Everything, except the table. So how can you spot
Well, I kept spotting it and you kept not spotting it.
Yeah, because you distinguish more colors than I do. Maybe it was like a dark night and I don't know.
I'm not complaining because you got it out, but I have to say that I think I had my eye on the fly more than you.
Okay. No, yo no sabía ni dónde estaba.
Flapping the book around wildly. And finally Fly has left the building, or at least the studio.
No, the building, no.
No. Exactly, he's got his whole family. Anyway, so Pepper was not taken up by the BBC.
Oh, what a mistake.
What a shame.
What a mistake.
They took Pepper to Channel 5. Ouch. Anyway, it was an instant hit. Everybody loves Pepper. Not Pepper.
No, the series, no? Because Pepper is... yo la odio un poco.
No.
I hate her a little bit.
Everybody loves Pepper.
Not the series.
No, it doesn't actually say that. Yeah. It says some shows take their time to find their feet. Do you know what that means?
No.
Como se tardan su tiempo en como que la gente la acepta. You know, like they... To find your feet is that people know about it, people start to watch it and talk about it. Mm-hmm. But not Peppa Pig. After, so 12 months after its first episode aired in May 2004, the show had won a BAFTA and earned more than 1.5 million in merchandise sales.
BAFTA is like series Oscars, no?
Yeah, like the English.
English.
Yeah,
English.
British Academy Television, Film and Television Awards.
Okay.
So, since Peppa Pig first debuted in 2004, three people have voiced the title character. You know, I knew they changed the voice. I guess, of course, she grows up, no? And you can't, at 12, still be Peppa Pig.
And I see it in, or I saw it in English. I didn't realize.
And you didn't notice the change?
No.
No. It's very...
Maybe I don't pay too much attention.
It is very, very, very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Child voice actors Lily Snowden-Fine, season one, Cecily Bloom, season two, and Harley Bird, beginning in season three, have all contributed to the show. In 2004, when she was 9 years old, Bird won a BAFTA for the role. So she won a BAFTA for being Peppa. I think she deserves that, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
To be that annoying constantly.
Yeah.
Deserves.
How do you say repelente in English?
Yeah, like, there's a good word. I don't know, repelente. She's very... Yolanda, what's the word? She's very...
No sé, like, annoying. I don't
know. Yeah, but I feel like there's a better option than repellent. No. Repelente. Come on, internet.
Well, si es a little bit repelente. We all love Daddy Big.
Disgusting, no? That's too far.
We all love Daddy Big and George and Mummy Big, but...
Nope, there's no good word for repelente in English. It says repellent, which is too strong. Revolting, which is far too strong. And disgusting, again, not correct for Peppa. No, in English, repellent is very, very, yeah, like something que te da asco. No solo que...
No tanto. Poco... Eso, marisabidilla, we say.
What?
Marisabidilla.
Yeah,
like you know, like everything.
She's a bit of a know-it-all, yeah. A bossy boots. We'll come to that later. What's a bossy boots?
No idea.
Bossy boots is someone that's very bossy. That is what you call like a little kid when they're bossing their sister around or their brother. You go, look, bossy boots. Just, you know, chill out.
Chill out.
Bossy boots. Mandona en botas. Okay. Mari, ¿cómo?
Marisabidilla. No, but Marisabidilla has like an intellectual connotation.
Yeah, know it all.
No, dash, it, dash, all.
She's a know-it-all. She's a bossy boots. These are great expressions.
Mm-hmm. Y tengo que poner a Rafa, ¿verdad?
Yay!
Expresiones en inglés que deberías conocer.
But wait, before we do the best expressions ever, bossy boots and know all, did you know that one episode of Peppa Pig was banned in Australia?
Whoa, what for?
Yeah, well, guess.
It's not sexual content.
No, it's not. What, Pepper, have you been
it's
watching?
It's not drugs.
It's not drugs. No, it was not drugs. No, say it's in Pepper, thank God.
I don't
God.
Know. I don't know. They couldn't stand Pepper.
Yeah, she was too
annoying.
Repellent. No. The episode, Mr. Skinny Legs. Who's Mr. Skinny Legs? For any true fan of Pepper, they'll know who Mr. Skinny Legs is. You're not a true fan?
No, I'm not a fan. I used to watch it with my kids, but...
And probably in Spanish?
No, in English, because the series, we see it in English. Only time they can watch a film is during the weekend in Spanish. In Spanish.
And then the rest of the time in English. That's brilliant, that show. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
That's really good. Well, Mr. Skinny Legs is a bit like Mrs. Fly, Studio Fly. She's a spider that they find in their house.
Ah, I know it.
Yeah. We had a Mr. Skinny Legs in our house for a long time.
I see.
Yep. But then Mr. Skinny Legs, the Daddy Pig man. Daddy Pig.
Daddy Pig.
Ese cerdo es un padre. Daddy Pig says, he's always talking about how spiders can't really hurt you, okay?
Claro, y en Australia
hay
unas arañas.
That is contrary to advice.
Yeah.
So they didn't want little kids making friends with spiders. So they banned that episode. Unsuitable for broadcast.
Okay.
I like that.
Understandable. No?
Understandable. Very understandable. Yeah. Have you been to Australia?
No. I wish, but I haven't.
I feel like I went, but I can't really remember too much, but yeah.
That's what happens to me. I can't remember anything about
Is that of life before?
No.
What a shame.
No, nada.
Why did we spend all that money? We can't even remember. Exactly. Anyway, so be careful in Australia of Mr. Skinny Legs. Mm-hmm. But everywhere else, you're okay. Can spiders hurt you in Spain?
There are not
very many spiders in Spain, I feel like.
Nah.
No. Compared to England.
Nah, and if they hurt you, it's like, I don't know, a little bit of, how do you say, un poquito?
Yeah.
Ya está.
Okay, I don't know.
Dangerous, I think.
Yeah.
don't go around touching.
Spiders just think it.
Saying, no, stop. Es que Nacho ha dicho en la radio. No.
especially not if you're listening in Australia. Anyway, so some expressions. We know pig out. I'm not even going to teach it to you.
No. Lo siguiente.
You know eat like a pig. I'm not even going to teach it to you.
No. Our listeners are pro.
You know what? You know, if somewhere's a pigsty, I'm not even going to teach it to you.
Someone or somewhere?
Somewhere.
Somewhere.
Studio is a pigsty.
Yeah. The kids' rooms.
Are pigsties.
Yeah, always.
Always. Yep, not going to teach it to you.
No.
What about happy as a pig in mud?
I imagine it's the same as our favorite happy as a clam.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not going to teach it to you.
No. ¿Cómo era? Happy as a?
Pig in mud.
Uh-huh. No, no, no.
So, yeah, whatever. and guinea pig?
Yeah, nada, tampoco. ¿Ha vuelto?
Who, the fly, no.
¿Ah? ¿Qué ha pasado?
Mrs. Fly Around, ¿qué ha pasado? The studio. No.
If it comes back, it deserves to stay.
If she can come through a closed door, yeah, then she's allowed in. A guinea pig, I was going to say, we did that on the show the other day. We spoke about. The whole show is about guinea pigs. So I'm not going to teach that.
The show that I wasn't in.
But you know what a guinea pig is, right?
Un conejillo de Indias.
Eso. Yeah. If I say, I'm using
no
you
dan
as
vueltas,
a guinea pig.
No dan vueltas en la rueda. ¿No?
No dan estos? Vueltas en
no,
la rueda.
No lo compréis una rueda.
Exactly.
No
lo
va a hacer
good.
Ni caso.
I am going to teach you the phrasal verb to boss around. Yeah. Why?
Why?
Because that's what Peppa does best.
Ah, es verdad. Pues nada.
She's...
Phrasal verbs.
Ah.
No?
Ah, no, it was an expression.
Oh, pues, laquito,
ah, no,
laquito.
It's true. No, it's true. It's a phrasal verb.
Asumo, laquito. No. Venga, dejamos.
I like that. Well, no, let's go back. No,
¿qué
wait.
¿Quieres? To be sincere, I don't like this ráfaga.
Oh, so, the phrasal verb one.
No. Me pareció buena idea al principio y luego dije, esto es muy pesado.
Oh, okay.
¿Sabes?
Well, we can blame all the problems of our show on the Rafa.
After you come back from your maternity leave.
It's going to be like phrasal verbs.
Vas a flipar.
Right on the money, honey.
Exactly. Every single Rafa with Iker Piper.
Exactly. Brilliant. No, to boss someone around is what a bossy boots does. Let's merge the two sections. Okay. A bossy boots is una mandona. And then what do mandonas do, they?
They mandan. They boss around.
Can you have a mandono?
Mandón.
Un mandón.
Yeah.
Or a mandona.
Mandón y mandona.
Okay. So, yes, they boss you around and they boss you about. You can use both. Did you know that?
No idea.
Fíjate.
Fíjate. Boss about.
Many, many times you can use around and about.
And up.
No, you cannot boss up.
No. Vaya.
Stop with the ups, okay?
No hay tantas con up.
No, exactly. You try every day.
No hay tantas.
So, yes, who's been bossing you about recently, Nacho?
Well, my kids do it the whole time.
Oh, really?
Hombre, claro. It's their goal.
That's their aim in life.
Yeah,
to boss
me around. my wife, of course.
And you.
Yes. And I don't know. Not my boss.
Oh,
my boss doesn't boss me
okay,
around.
Okay, great.
So, thank you, Rob. No, las cosas como son.
A ver,
me deja tranquilo.
A ver.
Sin amargarme, como tú. No.
I only like to amargarte for concrete reasons, which are called projects that have now finished, so I'm not going to boss you around anymore.
No. You are finished.
I'm finished.
Not me.
It's true.
I'm about to finish.
He's about to finish his last ever little thing.
It's going to be incredible.
It is going to be incredible. Is it top secret? We can't say what it is, no?
No.
We can just say this.
No. Disney will kill us.
I know, I was going to say that.
No, we can say that.
We can say, look for the bare necessities. That's all we can say. Anyway, so Christopher Ross says, hi, guys.
Hi.
Thanks for doing this tour about Peppa's World. I didn't know anything about it.
Bueno, es que hay mucho de Peppa.
Also, we haven't actually said very much.
Do you know
yet.
They all live in hills?
Hills?
Not hills.
They live on top of hills.
Top of hills.
Yeah, for someone that doesn't know Peppa's World, let's explain it. It's a green and blue world made of hills and blue sky.
Yeah, and awesome cars.
Really cool cars that go up the hill with no problem.
Yeah, they look like old cars, but no.
And they go beep, beep.
Increíbles.
And Boris Johnson can make the sound of the car. It was incredible. There was then an interview afterwards with a journalist saying to Boris, you started off the speech talking about Peppa Pig. Then you managed to lose your place and you made noise of a car. Is everything okay? And Boris is just like, well, I think it got my message across very, very clearly. Daba un poco de pena.
Pobrecito, pobre Boris.
Yeah. For the first time ever, I felt a bit sorry for him.
Poor thing.
And it's just because he'd had a nice time at Peppa Pig World the day before and wanted to talk about it. There's a picture of him on the ride, looking really happy. He looks a bit like a Peppa Pig character, doesn't he?
A bit, yeah.
Chris, they're made up, but they're all different animals. There's Ellie the elephant. She's a know-it-all.
Ellie, yeah.
Es su que es repelente.
No, la otra, la...
Susie Sheep.
Susie Sheep.
Oof. Susie's a sheep. She's annoying.
No wonder why they are friends with Peppa.
Mrs. Rabbit has got 100 jobs.
Yeah.
She's
I love the bull.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
The guy getting that speak.
Yes, who's he?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's a bull.
Like a constructor.
Yeah. And then there's... Who else? There's so many. Freddy
Grandparents
Fox.
Are like a little bit arruados. Then the,
are they?
Yeah,
I've never
it's
noticed.
Like a little bit wavy, their skin.
Ah.
That's the way to differentiate Peppa.
Daddy Pig.
Daddy from
Granddaddy. Grandpa Pig.
Grandpa, eso.
I hadn't noticed their wrinkles. I mean,
a little bit like the silhouette. The silhouette is a little bit ondulada.
Oh, it's true!
Yeah.
Nacho!
Yeah.
Because the others have got a perfectly round face.
Exactly.
What? Is that what we're going to look like when we're Grandpa Pigs?
Exactly.
Oh my God, that's so devastating. Anyway, we'll be back teaching you everything you've ever needed to know about Peppa and her friends after the break.
Un máster o un MBA apenas impresiona a un entrevistador. Son muchos ya los que tienen estudios de posgrado. Sin embargo, siguen siendo pocos los que pueden demostrar un ágil y potente dominio del inglés. Es aquí donde uno se diferencia. Es aquí donde uno destaca de verdad. Céntrate en inglés. Quítalo de en medio y empieza a cotizar alto en el mercado laboral.
Los másters en inglés profesional de Vaughan harán que se dispare tu carrera profesional. Llama e infórmate sin compromiso. No te arrepentirás. 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833. Haz una pausa y disfruta. Mejorando. Aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los 3 planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
Este curso tus hijos se volverán locos por el inglés. Tráelos a nuestro Club Junior y vendrán a clase locos de contentos. En el Club Junior aprenden inglés mientras se divierten. Infórmate sobre las clases de nuestro Club Junior en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Dispara tu carrera profesional con un máster Vaughan. Dominarás el inglés oral en situaciones cotidianas y profesionales. Aprenderás a escribir correctamente textos y cartas de negocios en perfecto inglés y transmitirás una imagen de profesionalidad. El máster incluye 1 o 2 inmersiones lingüísticas en Vaughan Town, donde practicarás lo aprendido en el máster con angloparlantes nativos de todas partes del mundo. Puedes hacerlo a tiempo completo o a tiempo parcial. Tú eliges la que más te convenga. La versión completa se realiza por videoconferencia e incluye más de 900 horas de inglés y 2 inmersiones en Vaughan Town. La versión parcial se realiza también por videoconferencia o, si lo prefieres, de manera presencial en nuestros centros de Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia y Zaragoza, e incluye más de 500 horas de inglés y una inmersión en Vaughan Town. Todo, por supuesto, en un entorno seguro, cumpliendo todas las medidas de higiene y distanciamiento social. Te estamos ofreciendo el mejor programa de inglés del mercado. ¡Tú decides! Máster en inglés profesional. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma, píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Hello, yes. I can see Fitz again. I can hear Fitz. Es que Nacho, Nacho. Ay, ay, ay. He's got so many people coming in and out of that little studio.
It's a classic.
Leave you the micro.
No. The people come this hour.
Oh, yeah. People come at this time.
This time.
Always. By the way, Yolanda says, este estudio está hecho un pocilga. I like it.
No, we don't have... We have it quite clean. No?
Yeah, but I think she meant a pigsty, like physically. No? No? Pigsty?
Pigsty, yeah.
A mess.
A mess. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you think we're quite clean physically?
No, el estudio, que tampoco está mal, ¿no?
Mm.
Bueno, hay moscas,
no, it's
pero...
No, it's true.
But it's not for the...
It's not because of the flies, exactly.
No es por el olor, es por... Ni porque haya suciedad.
Por el...
Porque vive aquí, la mosca.
By the way, so we know that repelente is repellent, disgusting, cheeky, or smart ass. I like the word smart ass.
Un poco rude, eso, or what?
Yeah. And here it says, Yolanda says, repelente, cheeky, impertinent. I can't find an exact equivalent. Maybe snotty little children, little British children, aren't quite as repelente as the Spanish ones. I don't know. I'd say they're even more repelente, no? Interesting. Because repelente is like... like Peppa. And Peppa's the classic British child. No child is repelente. They're all adorable in their own annoying way. I'm sure Nacho would agree with me. Wouldn't you? Yeah. Anyway, so Peppa. We love Peppa. Even the Prime Minister of England... loves Peppa. But how well do you know Peppa? Well, I'd love to test Nacho and find out, but he's ignoring me, so I'm going to keep testing you.
No,
you're here, you're here.
Well, if you want to test our listeners.
Well, listeners can join in.
But, es que lo voy a hacer bien. Please,
I think you're going to do really well.
Sí.
But listeners, you can also join in. @ I'm Jimena H.
By the way, people maybe is thinking that I'm not doing my job. No. It's the opposite. I'm doing
two jobs.
He's doing
his job like six times. He's echando flies. He's throwing flies out of the studio.
Right.
He's recording Disney
guys.
And he's participating on a live radio
program.
Being
tested. I need a pay raise.
You need a pay rise.
Rise. No, todavía no me la merezco. No
yeah,
sé
exactly.
Inglés.
Wait. Till you get 20 out of 20 on this quiz. And then you get the pay rise.
Some 20.
Some 20, I thought today. In 2019, a children's music album was released featuring Peppa Pig.
Empezamos mal.
But what is it called? The Peppa Pig album. My first album. Sing with Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig songs.
Maybe sing with Peppa Pig.
Oh.
Yeah, la primera en la frente, ¿no?
The that first pay rise
in the forehead.
Has flown. Oh, did you say that? In the frente? Like wrong?
No, la, when you start badly. No? ¿Cómo se dice?
Yeah, you got off to a terrible
on the
start.
Wrong feet,
foot.
Pues lo dices que. La primera en la frente. When you expect to, like me,
to do really well and then
get 10 out of 10.
That's really funny. I didn't know that.
La primera en la frente. When you fail the first one, la primera en la frente.
You've got 19 more. Okay?
19.
What would you be happy with?
Oh my
with?
God. Yo pensaba que iba a ser sobre la serie.
Bueno.
¿Qué?
Peppa Pig isn't just.
It's a whole world.
I was going to say, she's a whole world. Okay? What is Granny Pig a fan of? Baking? Books? Flowers? Or perfume?
Flowers.
Are you sure? Oh, she doesn't know. The
no,
granddad.
Pero ese era granddad. Uy. ¿Cuáles eran? Baking.
Perfume.
Bueno.
Pero that's muy niche, ¿eh? That's very, very specific.
Esto es para super freaks, ¿eh?
Super freak. I mean, I didn't even know that.
Oh,
and I've watched
God.
600 episodes, I think.
No,
wow.
No. I have to
maybe
stop.
This is a trick quiz.
I have to stop watching My Little Pony and go back to Peppa Pig.
No, this is for expert level Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
What was Baby Alexander's first word?
Oh my baby God. Who?
Baby.
¿Quién?
Baby Alexander, wasn't he the one from Australia that came along? As
my
a...
God, I have no idea.
Wasn't he the Australian cousin?
Pero esto es de la última temporada,
this is
o
the
what?
Última temporada. You are so desactualizado.
Oh my God.
You're going to get 0 out of 20 on the Peppa Pig.
I thought it
Peppa
was going to be like,
yeah,
what's
well,
the
no.
favorite animal, George?
Yeah, of course. So that even Chris Varol, who's never watched it, knows the answers. No. I have to make it difficult for you. Was Baby Alexander's first word Peppa? Poop, puddles, or potty?
Let's go for puddles.
You were right.
Toma.
Auntie
mucho.
Pig wears a pink dress with what on it? Spots, stripes, flowers, or cats? Auntie Pig.
Auntie es una pista. Flowers.
No, Auntie Pig is not.
Auntie, like a tía or...
La tía, Auntie
vale.
Pig.
Digo,
I've never
spots,
met Auntie
spots.
Pig.
Well, I'm going to say spots.
You're saying spots because I've Googled the picture and you
no,
can see the spots.
No, yes.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, this is getting to level Chris Farrell. What is the name of Peppa's best friend? Richard Rabbit. Chloe Pig. Now, that is just so silly that it would never happen.
Claro.
There would never be a pig whose name doesn't rhyme.
Except
George.
George.
Oh my God, what? What?
And they never say George Pig. They only say George.
Oh,
you know,
my goodness. What has happened there?
¿Qué ha pasado?
Did they not know how to spell?
Maybe they don't.
It's always Danny Dog, Freddy Fox, Zebra, Zoe Zebra, always.
Yeah. Maybe
what?
they didn't realize
what?
That Peter would have been a great name for Peter Pig, but for George.
What happened there? That is crazy. Anyway, Chloe
know.
Pig doesn't exist in Peppa World.
No.
Candy Cat or Susie Sheep?
Susie Sheep.
You struggle with saying that, don't you?
I struggle with the S's. With the combination with English S's and Invisalign is horrible.
This is amazing.
Horrible.
Susie Sheep.
Everything is
Come on. Susie Sheep.
Susie Sheep.
Very good. What colour dress does Emily Elephant wear? Aye. Pink, purple, green, or yellow?
Yellow.
No, she wears a purple dress.
No, yellow.
She wears a purple dress.
Yeah, no.
You're right. Yes. Oh, my God.
Why? Because I have a puzzle.
But I've got the puzzle too.
Bueno, pues hazlo más veces porque es amarillo.
Oh, Linus. Is she not wearing a purple dress?
No, the purple. No, purple.
Oh, my God.
No.
In what town would you find Peppa Pig World? Romsey? Portsmouth? You can get Boris on the phone if you don't know. Cirencester?
Eso va a ser que no, porque no sabes ni decirlo.
Or Burford? I've been there and I don't actually know the answer. Actually, I know. No, I do know.
Portsmouth?
Portsmouth, yeah.
Portsmouth?
It's Portsmouth. No, it's not Portsmouth.
Oh,
it's Romsey. It's close to Portsmouth.
Bueno, yo
sabes, oh, no, la zona. I don't actually know anything. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Madre mía, it's going to be the worst
quiz
results
ever. What is the name of George's best friend?
¿Tiene un amigo?
No sé. ¿Danny Dog? ¿Pedro Pony? ¿Richard Rabbit? ¿O Zoe Zebra? I know which one it is.
Es, tiene que ser Richard Rabbit.
I was going to say, they're like babies. But yes.
The other ones are Peppa's friends.
Yep. What color dress does Peppa Pig wear? Purple?
Pink.
Red? Pink? Or orange? What do you mean pink?
Pink.
Is it not more red?
¿Qué nombre? No.
It's red.
No es como rosa fuerte.
It's, oh my God, you got the number one question. How could you even do that?
No, Nacho? Rosa fuerte. No, igual no.
She's a pig. How could she wear pink? She would look ridiculous.
Eso, rosa y rosa oscuro.
Although Auntie Pig is wearing a pink dress.
¿Ves?
But Peppa has obviously and has always had...
Tú no te sabías que el elefante era amarillo, así que no me...
Yeah, 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 but you no. Didn't know that Peppa,
maybe my
the number
puzzle...
one protagonist...
was wrong.
Maybe your puzzle's got, like, with the light, the
maybe,
sunlight
yeah, has
faded her red dress. What does that Daddy Pig wear on his face? Has he got a nose piercing, an eye patch, glasses,
mm-hmm.
or braces?
Glasses.
Huh? Yeah, you're right. See, is that they're feeling sorry for you.
Yeah, yeah, bueno, bajando
el
nivel.
Is this dando pena? Like, okay, this guy, yeah. let's not humiliate him. What does Rebecca Rabbit enjoy eating? They really have bajado el nivel aquí. Right. What happened? It started off so
Espero
well.
Espero que sean carrots, porque si no,
carrots
no tengo ni idea.
Carrots is the first option.
Pues venga, por eso.
Chocolate, cake, or sausages. Venga, ya.
Voy a decir carrots.
You're right, Nacho. It's not sausages. She's not some sort of cannibal... rabbit. What color dress does Zoe Zebra wear? Purple, pink, blue, or yellow?
Purple.
It's got to be between purple or blue. I feel like it's blue. You're right.
Toma.
Freddy Fox has a very good sense of what? Sight.
Humor.
Smell. Hearing. Humor or taste?
Smell.
Very good. Oh, he's back in. He's back in. He's got 9 out of 13. There's still a chance for you not to mess this up, Nacho. Okay? What does Grandpa Pig often wear on his head? They've spelt wear wrong. They've spelt wear.
Is that...
W-H-E-R-E.
Is that type of quiz again?
It's that type of quiz, yeah. But it looks like... it looks professional.
Yeah? Bueno, professional.
Well, sorry, live. GetSorry.co.uk. Someone that wants people to come to Peppa Pig World. Sailing hat, baseball cap, helmet, or a flat cap?
Sailing hat.
Very good. Why does he wear a sailing hat often?
He has a boat.
Indeed he does. I feel like I'm just doing this all for Chris. We're all, Chris, he has a boat. And it's really cool. Oh, Arlie says, hello, Human and Nacho. I wonder, is this a live show or a record?
If you are hearing,
we're not going to tell you
listening
now.
To us on the 23rd of November 2021, it's a live show.
Indeed.
Otherwise, it's not.
Indeed. There you go. Chris says, guys, maybe you're going to play a Peppa's song.
No, no, no. In fact, but... I don't have. I only have one song about a pig.
Oh, but she's given you more here. But there are a lot of songs about pigs. For example, Piggies. By the Beatles.
Ooh.
I think this fly is having a blast with you. Not surprising. Oh, I love that thought. That the fly just wants to get in on the action. She's just like, hey, I just want to be one of you.
Maybe it's an English learner.
She's an English learner.
Reincarnated. In a fly.
A fly on the wall. Oh, my God.
Trying to say, people are. No?
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, my God. That is the most beautiful image. That someone said, you know, so there's someone and they say, when I come back in my next life, I want to come back as a fly on the wall for the Test Your English show. And that's literally what, like, God or Buddha or whoever reincarnates.
Y le hemos echado.
Y le hemos echado.
Le he
sí,
hecho
con
mucho.
Vocabulary, libro de vocabulario, además.
Por su propia medicina.
Yeah, oh my God, that's so sad. Anyway, sorry. Come
no,
back
creo que, no creo que fuera eso.
Yolanda sent me a picture of Boris Johnson on the Peppa Pig ride. That is... Look at him. He looks like Grandpa Pig. He's wearing... I'm going to retweet this. There you are. You can check my Twitter account. It's @I'mJimenaH. And you can see Boris having a blast as Chris says, on the Peppa Pig. Well, you can see in the background there's Ellie Elephant. That looks like Richard Rabbit. Yeah, they're wearing life jackets. It's like a little boat. And Boris is wearing what looks like Grandpa Pig's sailor hat. It's beautiful. What is the name of Peppa Pig's younger brother?
Ray. Por fin.
James, Jack, Jerry, or George?
George.
I can't believe it. I can't believe this quiz looked so good. It looked like it was going to kill Nacho. And now suddenly they've gone to level zero. What is George Pig's favourite toy?
Dinosaur.
This is so depressing. Where does Kylie Kangaroo come from? England, America, France, or Australia?
Australia.
You're right.
Aussies, no?
Aussies, yeah.
Aussies.
What is the name of Susie Sheep's imaginary friend? Ha!
Oh, aquí ha. Otra vez para arriba, ¿eh?
Vale, vale, sí, sí, sí. Es que va así.
Oh.
Peaks and troughs.
Te confías y luego, ¡pum!
What's a peak?
Peak, un pico.
And a trough?
Imagino que un
bajo. Bajo. Like highs and lows, peaks and troughs. This is what this show's all about. Danny Dolphin, Chris Cat, Tanya Tiger, or Leo Lion? Now, I think I've got some logic here. When you were little, was your imaginary friend a boy or a girl?
I didn't have any.
What?
But,
what?
What?
No. You didn't have an imaginary friend?
No, I was that normal type of kid.
How boring. Are you joking? You didn't have an imaginary friend? Who doesn't
have an imaginary
friend? How lonely.
Pero es que I had real ones.
No, you
I was
didn't.
Lucky enough.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, a lot. I was very popular when I was
yeah,
a kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had an imaginary friend, all right? So leave me alone. And it was a girl, obviously, because you only have imaginary friends that are your gender, I think.
I see. You feel more comfortable.
I feel like, yeah, I think so.
I mean, maybe not
scientific.
Your
fact,
3-year-old things.
Yeah.
No? Okay.
But, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Danny Dolphin, Chris Cat, Leo Lion, or Tanya Tiger.
Let's go for Tanya.
That's fine. Oh, we're wrong.
¿Cuál era?
Leo Lion.
Es que iba a decir ese.
No me escuches. You didn't have an imaginary friend. You didn't have that, like, knowledge. And, yeah, well, sorry, don't always trust me.
Well done, Susie. Very advanced, very...
Exactly, very...
Non-genderist.
Yeah. In what theme park is Peppa Pig World located? Thorpe Park, Chessington World of Adventures, Poulton's Park, or Legoland?
La tercera.
You're right. How did you know that?
No,
of the
piece? I didn't know.
What is Peppa Pig's favourite hobby? Don't worry, people, this is the last question. Everyone's like, oh my God, the longest quiz on radio and it's about Peppa. Riding her bike, singing, jumping in muddy puddles.
Hombre.
Or swimming.
Hombre, por fin. Jumping in muddy puddles.
Your results, you got 15 out of 20. That is a solid B. It's not an A.
An A minus, no?
That's a B.
No.
I'm sorry, but that is clearly a B. No. I don't think they'd let you into Peppa Pig World.
Not for me.
I'm sorry,
A minus.
No, you're a mess. Anyway, I hope you all enjoyed that quiz. Here are some tenuous links.
Sí, pero...
Tenuous link. Okay, so did you know that it's not just Nacho and I that value Peppa? Everybody loves Peppa, as I said at the beginning of the show. Kanye West was epically savaged by Peppa Pig after the cartoon's album got better reviews than his album. How do you feel?
I'm not sure if I've understood.
Okay. So, Peppa's Adventures, the album,
mm-hmm.
got
the album.
Yeah.
Peppa's Adventure.
Got better reviews than Kanye West's album. They were released the same week.
Y lo hizo mejor el de Peppa.
Yeah. Yep. So, by the magazine Pitchfork.
Yeah, I would have bought Peppa's one
You would have bought Pepper's one before buying Kanye West. Well, that was the news. Okay. I think that's quite newsworthy. Did you also know that, there was a brilliant article in The Guardian saying how meeting Peppa Pig was like, how it became a £1 billion global phenomenon, first of all. £1 billion that girl owns or created. That's quite impressive, no, Nacho?
Yeah. From being out of work to be millionaire.
So from being a pig in a red dress, you know, it's not bad to be to be worth £1 billion. But there was a brilliant quote that I read. I'm trying to find it. Here it was. So it says, meanwhile, in England, Peppa Pig World, which opened in 2011 at a Hampshire theme park, attracts legions of snorting four-year-olds. Okay, that's a snort. And it says, I did kind of feel like I was in her world, says Betsy Ellis, a recovering Peppa superfan who is now 7. I like how they're recovering, you know, like it's a trauma that you go through. But there's a brilliant ride in Peppa World. Peppa Pig World, that I would recommend. It's the dinosaurs, and they go around really. It's really fun.
Pero
I did it on my own.
In Peppa Pig World?
Pero, por supuesto. Pero, like, okay, no, you haven't been to Peppa Pig World?
No.
Then why the hell am I even...
¿Dónde está eso? Es que me estoy quedando ahora, loco.
It's in Poulton's Park in Romsey, and it's where Boris Johnson was photographed yesterday.
Ah, es que no me he enterado al principio. Estaba echando una mosca.
Oh, my God, oh, my God.
Estaba echando la mosca, no me he enterado.
You haven't been to Peppa Pig World.
Oh my God. I didn't
he said
know.
To his audience, put your hands up if you've been to, and you would be the loser that didn't put your hand
and
up.
And I'm waiting to get my kids to Disneyland.
Yeah.
I could have been
in Peppa Pig World.
Have
a look at my Twitter. See how much fun you're missing out on. Look. Go in.
To look Twitter. At
it. Yeah.
¿Cuál era?
It's I'm I'm Jimena H. By the way, Chris Farrell is in agreement that we've thrown out the English learner fly, the fly on the wall. She says, exactly, that's what I thought. It's an English learner reincarnated, and we've thrown her out. So sorry. Anyway, so her father, Rob. No, I retweeted. No? Maybe I retweeted from the other account. Oops. Anyway, the other account is Baugan-Test.
Bueno, ya lo miraré.
Anyway, so Rob, Betsy's dad, who's been to Peppa Pig World as well, says he was stunned by the adoration he witnessed. Okay, I love that word. Adoration he witnessed. Adoración que él era testigo.
Fue testigo.
De
mm-hmm.
Exactly. During his first visit to the park. People repeat visits, Nacho.
No, me extraña.
Yeah, yeah. Where the insanely catchy theme tune plays on loop.
The whole time is that. Oh my God. Ya no voy.
No, Tim's
kid. No?
He danced like little pig clones. Peppa stood on stage and people handed their kids up to her, he says. It was like meeting the Pope.
Muy claro.
For kids, bigger than the Pope.
Hombre, please. No saben quién es ni el Pope.
Exactly. Pope, not the potato. That would be Mr. Potato. who's Mr. Potato?
The potato is the best.
He's got his own land as well. Potato land. You haven't been to Potato Land. Oh, my God.
Voy a mirar vuelos. ¿Dónde era?
Romsey, in England. Arlie says, I'm glad to hear today's show is live. I think yesterday was a re-record. No, it wasn't. Yesterday was live.
No, I know. Live. ¿Verdad? For live. Sí, sí.
Oh, and he says, when there's a record and it's not on a Friday, sometimes I get a little worried for you. Aww.
Pero we have to let the people, let our listeners know.
About what?
About the in a few weeks.
Stop.
There's going to be a little bit of repeats.
By the way, since last Friday, we were talking about ages at the end of the show. How old do you think I am? I did actually think that on the way home. I thought, I wonder how old Arlie is. Do you remember? Because he was asking us. But I think he was very young. Do you remember?
¿Quién, Arlie?
Arlie, yeah.
Sí, es más joven que nosotros.
But no, very young, like 18 or not. Because he said something about studying,
he was
no?
like studying, maybe...
But maybe studying
the university.
24,
maybe university. 21, let's see.
I'm going for 23. Who's right? 2020.
Yo digo 2020.
Vale, yo 24. Mm-hmm. Just to ganar todo lo de arriba. Okay, Ali, go on. Put us right. Okay, so, in the meantime, can we have the Piggies by the Beatles?
Estoy mirando reservas ya para... Bolton's Park Home of Peppa Pig World. 4.7 out of 5.
Es que... What more can you want?
The punctuation in Google. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's like heaven.
This is Piggies by the Beatles.
Nice. Have you seen the little piggies crawling in the dirt? And for all the little piggies, life is getting worse. Always hungry to play around in. Have you seen the bigger piggies in the starched white shed? Like the beginning of Peppa. These little piggies, they're wearing white shirts. That's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. And they always have clean shirts to play around in while they're jumping in muddy puddles. The Beatles forecasted the beginning of Peppa. It's incredible. Yeah. Did they write a song?
Al final dicen, clutching forks and knives to eat the bacon.
Oh, no, that's not nice. That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen in...
No?
At the end of the song, that's what happens.
See?
Oh, no, everywhere there's lots of piggies living piggies' lives. You can see them out for dinner with their piggy wives, clutching forks and knives to eat the bacon. Well, that's really
put a dampener
on.
It's a song about cannibalism. Yeah?
Peppa, be careful, run away. Mummy Piggy's coming for you. That is the saddest. What the hell is wrong with the Beatles? Why would they do that? I guarantee you that doesn't happen.
Was that period, that period, quote unquote.
Wow. Well, that is a real downer. Can't you end the song on like Mr. Potato Head or something? Mr. Potato?
No, ya es que faltan 10 segundos.
Yeah.
Ya
right.
Acabamos con
Well, now I'm depressed. Bye!
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughn. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughn teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.